The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 450.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She's an audio producer and also a writer, and I'm just really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Paula Mardo. Paula, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Sure. Hey, Sheena. Thanks for having me. I'm doing well. And a little bit about myself. So I'm a writer and an audio producer. And what that means is I write stuff and I produce audio for radio and podcasts. And currently, actually, I'm working at the show KPCC's The Frame. So it's a arts and entertainment show at KPCC, which is our NPR affiliated station here in Los Angeles. And a little bit of random work background, I actually came from the film industry. After college, I worked in film, doing everything from marketing. I worked at a film festival. I worked at a production company. And, you know, throughout that experience, I just really fell in love with stories and talking to people and also podcasts, and hence the current job of an audio producer.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Paula, what's your cultural background?
So my cultural background, I am a Filipino-American. So I was born in Los Angeles, actually, but when I was very young, my family, we moved to Manila, and I grew up in Manila, in Kuala Lumpur, and in high school, I went to high school in the East Bay Area. So culturally, I'm Filipino-American, but I have kind of this funky international upbringing.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
I would say, like, I can't think of a specific quote, but just general guidelines, I guess. I think be yourself. I know that's a pretty standard, you know, statement that people have made. But I think honestly, sometimes, especially in terms of self-confidence, I think it's nice to be reminded that, you know, just being yourself is probably the best thing you could do in any given situation. So be yourself and also dream big. Don't let people, you know, take your dreams down, and, you know, don't be afraid to reach for the stars.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. Those are, you know, short quotes, but they're very powerful at the same time, you know, especially as women. It's, I think we have a hard time trying to be ourselves, just because as we were told to, like, be the good daughter, the good wife, the good sister, whatever it may be, it's like we have to play a role, not realizing, like, just being our authentic self is more than enough to go out there and do the things that we want. So thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
That is a good question. I would say it's, you know, having the power and the will to do something unapologetically, and, you know, being able to stand up for yourself and your ideas. Like you were mentioning, especially being a woman, and for me, being a woman pretty early in my career, it's easy, you know, to lose confidence in yourself or to give up or to be scared about doing certain things. I mean, I've changed careers basically over the last, like, 2-3 years, I've kind of gradually changed the path that I was originally on. And it was scary. And there were many times where I was like, what am I doing? Why don't I just, you know, do the easy way? But, you know, I think self-confidence is important in keeping you on your own track. So, like, it's important in guiding you and kind of, you know, giving you that power and that will to continue forward, even when, you know, maybe even your own mind says, maybe this isn't the right thing to do. You know, self-confidence is just, you know, trying to challenge that and challenge yourself.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And Paula, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I don't know. I'm trying to think, when did I discover it? I don't know. I think self-confidence for me is something that, you know, I'm constantly working on. Just in general, I like to learn, like continue learning. So I don't know if there was like one particular moment where I was like, I am this super self-confident person, you know? But I think definitely very recently, last year, I actually went to graduate school. I went to USC's School of Journalism at Annenberg. And I felt like that was a time when I was really able to take a step back from the path that I was currently on in life and reevaluate everything and reevaluate myself. And one of the things I was, you know, kind of analyzing was my own confidence in what I was doing and in my work. So I guess I would say my life, I guess graduate school would be kind of like one point in my life where I did discover a little bit more about myself in terms of, like you say, self-confidence and other things. But before that, I think I was, you know, very, how do I say this? I think I was kind of, I don't know if lost is the exact word, because I knew the path that I was on had, you know, a direction and a way it was going forward. But I personally didn't feel happy about that. And I wasn't completely into where my life was taking me. So, you know, lost, maybe a little confused, and also just questioning myself, you know, is this what I really want to do? Is this where I want to go? And it wasn't until, you know, very recently that I realized, you know what, I'm going to take my life into my own hands and change things up. So hopefully that answered your question.
Yeah, it did. You know, sometimes we feel like we're on this path, right? And sometimes we think this is the path I'm supposed to take. And then, you know, you look at it and you're like, wait a minute, is this the path am I supposed to take? Because a part of you may feel like there might be another path to take, right? And, you know, it's great that you're able to just take a step back and analyze and figure out what you really want. Because a lot of people feel like if they take a step back, it's like it's a sign of failure. It's like, oh, you screwed up. Why are you taking a step back? But sometimes we all just have to take a step back and just think, you know, what do I want to do? Do I want to start over? And there's nothing wrong with that, right? There's nothing wrong with taking a step back, figuring out what you want, analyzing, you know, what your life is or what you want to do or what it would look like. And sometimes there's just things we can't explain, but we know it's like this, we have to go out there and do it, right? You know, I'm pretty sure people are like, why would you do that, right? And you're just like, I don't know, just I felt like doing it, right? And I can't explain it either. So, you know, it's great that you're able to, you know, even have that courage to just take a step back and, you know, if it meant changing careers, it's fine, or going back to school, it's great. No, like I said, nothing wrong with that. And, you know, because of that realization, what's your life been like now?
Well, actually, the way you framed it is really great, because it also reminded me, like, I think one thing that I was feeling at the time was, I think that sense of fear of being vulnerable, you know, when you want to make a big change in your life, you make yourself vulnerable. So that's one thing I was very worried about. And then after I did it, I realized it was the best thing I could ever do. And it's actually good to be vulnerable. You know, I think that's where the best ideas can come from, because you're just kind of like totally out there and open to experimenting and trying new things, and no one's judging you. Like, going back to school is the perfect example, because, like, you know, that's always a scary thing. You don't know what you're going to miss out on outside of, you know, school. If you leave the job market for a while, you're like, oh my God, well, I have a job when I get back out. Sometimes you have to take risks. And for me, it paid off, and I feel way better and much more, I think much more open to different things. And because I was able to kind of experiment and try new things, I think that's really opened up my mind to other possibilities, in not just in what I do right now as basically a journalist, a writer, producer of audio and stuff, but also just as a person, you know, open to other avenues and other industries.
Awesome. And I like how you mentioned that, right? Just being open to different things. Like, you don't always have to stay to one path. You know, if you can do two or three different things, why not, right? You know, I've interviewed many women who have like three different things. And, you know, some people might say, you know, that doesn't make any sense. Well, it doesn't have to, right? If it makes you happy, why not? And I think a lot of people forget that, right? They just feel like you have this one path, especially growing up as an Asian person, right? It's like, go to school, get a job, and then work till you're 60. No one ever teaches you, hey, you know, you can get paid to travel. You know, you can get paid to do voiceovers. You know, nobody ever, like, tells you these things, right? So I think it's great that you're out there, you know, taking that risk, being vulnerable, because, you know, that's what helps people kind of relate to each other, right? That vulnerability, and just be willing to go out there and just do whatever you want, try different things, you know, no matter what the consequences are. So I think that's really great. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What'd be that one tip you would give to her?
That one tip. I would say, don't be afraid, because I think, you know, a long time ago, someone once told me that fear is your friend. Like, it's good to be scared of things, because that forces you to take action. But to me, I think, no, it's like, do not be afraid, be fearless. Because only then, you know, it's only when you're fearless, that's when you can actually do things and make big moves and bold moves and, you know, not worry so much about the consequences. Because at the end of the day, you know, you only have one life and you want to live it to the fullest. So don't be afraid to try new things or make a change.
Awesome. And I like the tips that you mentioned. And you know, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, well, my favorite social media platform is Twitter. So I'm always on Twitter. It's at Paola Mardo. That's PaolaMardo. And I have a website. It's paolamardo.com. I'm on Instagram. Where am I? I'm everywhere. Just Google me. I'm on LinkedIn.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Paola, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Paola's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just really want to thank Paola today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Paola.
Thank you so much for having me. This was awesome.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Want to learn how you can use podcasting to market your business? Download your free report by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.